Hey everybody, welcome to Morgan Grid. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And this is our Power Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comic review series, I guess.
Bonus
thingy. We're not going to tell you where you can find us, you guys know by now. But if you're hearing this in the main feed, you can get these a month early. Didn't mean to go through puberty, I'm sorry. You can get them a month early if you head on over to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh and kick a couple bucks our way. It's a $5 or more tier, which is the all-access tier. That's it. It's all you're going to hear about. Plugs. I'm flipping this comic book around like I don't care about it, because you know what?
You don't.
I don't care about the physical copy of any comic book, but specifically not this one. So last time we kind of figured out a format, which is we just kind of loosely talk about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get in and out of here real quick because I don't have a ton of good things to say. I will say right at the top, it's better than the last one. Felt really bad after the last episode because we just pooped on the comic called the whole episode. But
this was a review and we didn't like it. So
exactly.
Yeah, we pooped on it the whole time.
This issue is a lot better.
It is better.
I would still not say it is good.
I was about to say the exact same thing.
So how do you feel overall, other than that, about it?
Overall, I feel fine. I feel a little lied to.
Okay.
In that I was told on Twitter by the writer whose name
Kyle Higgins.
That this was not going to be Green Ranger the comic book, but it's kind of Green Ranger the comic book.
Yeah, down to the fact that the inside cover is the Green Ranger.
It's always green.
It's like the Nike chest of the Green Ranger. Okay, so let's do this.
I also, before we jump into it, there were just a couple like panel transitions that just made no sense and confused me a lot.
There was one that he asked me about. That you asked me about.
It pulled me all the way out of the comic book because I had to try to figure out what the heck was going on.
It's some bad comic book work. It's like, comics are sequential art. That means like A to B to C to D. Like that's how comics should go. If you read comic, you should be able to go like, all right, I can see this. I know how we get from the first panel to the last panel, and even if there are jumps in between, it should be understandable. There is one where it straight up is... I've been reading comics for about 10 years to the day. Like, I've been a comic book boy since May of 2006. That was 10 years ago. So, I've been doing this a while. I had no idea how they got from A to C, because B makes no sense.
No.
So let's talk about kind of the major scenes. We got Billy and Trini diagnosing the Dragon Zord.
Yep, I hated that.
Because of Billy.
I hated that scene. I liked that they were together, and I liked the... I'm not going to say tension, because it wasn't a tense thing between them, but like the chemistry between them.
Yeah.
I don't like Billy. He's just a whiny baby.
He's a whiny baby.
I like Trini. Trini's character is very good.
I'm very into Trini. I think he doesn't have a good grasp on any of the characters particularly, but he gets Trini really good so far, because she's the only one who's not dripping with angst.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that the one character who's kind of fun is good?
You guys have all watched Power Rangers if you're this far into our podcast, I assume.
If you've never watched Power Rangers, please let us know. I need to talk to you about some things.
You made some weird decisions.
I have some questions.
So when you're seeing Tommy Oliver on your screen being basically goofy, even when he first appears, he's kind of a goof.
He makes like Bulk and Skull...
It's like the guy who wrote this saw evil Tommy and said, that's Tommy Oliver's character, but not working for Rita. That's the Tommy we have in this comic book.
He takes a lot of weird things from a lot of weird places. Like, he picks and chooses in very specific ways. So, like, in the Zero issue, I was like, hey, Tommy's never been in the cockpit before. Well, I was wrong. He was in one episode. He was in the cockpit. That's the only episode that he saw, I guess, because then that's how Tommy drives the Dragon Zord to him.
Yeah.
He's in the cockpit, not using the Dragon Dagger. That's too dumb, I guess.
No, that's actually the coolest
thing. That's awesome. He controls it. Shimon now, guys. So, Billy is whining about how, like, oh, you're all handsome and tall and everyone's pretty. And I
want to point out, he's talking to Trini, who is on the first page, the last panel on the first page. They're standing side by side, and he is very clearly taller than Trini.
Yeah.
He's not a short boy.
He's a...
He's not an ugly boy.
No, his face is just Jason's face, Jason's, but blonde. It's
Jason's face with blonde hair and glasses. Yeah. And he's like, I'm ugly and can't fight.
I'm hideous. And she's like, yeah, well, you're super smart. And he's like, whatever.
She also says, basically, you're not ugly.
Yeah.
She says, you're no slouch, you know.
Yeah, so... there's a real cool splash page. That's when it's just one panel. That's the term for that.
I thought a splash page was both, but that's a spread, isn't
that's
it?
That's a two-page spread. Yeah. of the Dragon Zord just underwater. Like, they're underwater while they're doing this. That's cool. Looks cool. I like that. There's some stuff with Scorpina telling Tommy she'll kill his mom if he doesn't.
Yeah, we see the back of Tommy's mom.
Yeah. In issue 3, we get to see her front.
You know who they've, I don't think, ever mentioned on the television show of Power Rangers?
His mom.
Tommy's mom.
I think his dad only gets mentioned once, and it seems like it was a mistake.
Yeah.
His uncle gets mentioned a couple times.
Yeah.
Because his uncle got Kim the cactus in the Wild West Rangers episodes. But they teleport to the woods, you know, to get away from his mom, I guess, so she doesn't kill her. But also, like, how'd you get there? I don't know how he picked that place.
Yeah, it's weird. He shoves Scorpina off of him after she threatens his mother.
Yeah.
Then grabs her and teleports. I don't know how he chose a place to teleport.
I have no idea. Also, he hits the button and then grabs her. So, like, it's a delay thing, which is good. But then they land away from each other when they teleport. I like the art. I feel like the person drawing it is new to comics.
I like the art, but I don't think...
like, the storytelling is a little weird.
Yeah, I don't think the art is telling the story between panels.
Yeah, because there's, like, some stuff that kind of, like... okay, so he grabs her wrist to teleport. The next panel, they're, like, 12 feet apart when they teleport into the woods. Like, that might look cool, but doesn't track.
Exactly. There's a lot of panels that are like that... looks cool, but doesn't make sense with the last panel.
Yeah. Also, Tommy is John Cena because he just morphs, goes at it alone.
He says, if you want it, come get it, which is paraphrasing John Cena himself.
That is straight up John Cena.
Tommy Oliver, did you ever went fast?
Did you? Don't make me laugh. My abs hurt. I worked out for 5 minutes, guys, and my abs hurt a lot.
They're going to hear that in the episode that goes up.
On Monday.
On Monday. Yeah. And then in a month or two, when this finally makes it into the regular feed, they're going to hear it again.
We just recorded that other episode. It's a writer who came in from the gold. So now you know where in continuity we are. A bunch of putties come in, and Tommy brutalizes these putties. Like, ripping arms off.
Very vicious with killing putties.
I like that.
I do too, because these aren't people in suits.
Yeah, and they're just
clay monsters.
They're clay monsters, and they're treated that way. In between, there is a Angel Grove karate place, so it's not just at the juice bar. That's something, huh? There's a weird scene with Kim and Jason kind of flirting, kind of not.
It's weird, because it's three panels at the bottom of the page where he's like, are you and Tommy a thing? And he's like worried because he's into Kim, and Kim's right. Like, as if.
She's like, I don't even think he likes me, really.
Yeah, and then Jason smirks like,
yeah,
oh, he's definitely
you crazy
you.
Kids.
So, like, one minute he's sad because he's not in. And then the next minute, he's happy because he wants them to be together. It doesn't track.
It's very confused. Everything is very confused. They get beeped, so they go help. At one point, Tommy stabs a putty in the chest. Okay? If you blink and you miss it, like, I had to look at this again because issue 3 came out on Wednesday. So I'm going to try to edit this either tonight or Sunday, and so you'll have it by Monday. You know, patrons, then in a month you'll get the other one. Your regular folk will get the other one. But there's a point where that comes up, where, like, this specific putty is brought in because he has a dragon dagger hole in his chest. There's a panel right after he gets stabbed that's like a giant hole. It looks like
a gaping hole. What I gathered from that is he stabbed him with the dragon dagger,
yeah.
Which, first of all, awesome.
Right.
Dragon dagger is not used as an actual weapon enough.
No.
But it looks like the stab caused the hole in the putty to keep expanding until the putty exploded.
Yeah, or, I read it as, I stab you and I'm going to keep stabbing. I stab all the way through
you. And I just move it around in a circle.
Yeah, it's like I stab so hard that it just, the force of it pushed the hole out. But this putty, we know in the next issue, is important. So why would you make the next panel so weird. Like, you make the next panel, like, very undoing of what you need to happen next time. It's just, there's a lot of things like that that I just, I want to like it. But
we're trying.
We're trying real hard. The other Rangers teleport in to help him. It's Kim and Jason at first, and then the other, and, you know, Zach comes in.
Zach shows up, but that's it.
I think that's it, yeah. So they're fighting, and then there's a point where, like, Jason's like, hey, what went on? He says, I'm sorry, I wish we could have gotten here sooner. And Tommy flips out and
slaps his hand away. Yeah. And is like, look, I know you think I'm an awful Power Ranger.
Yeah. He's like, oh, we got blindsided, all right? Like, what do you want from me?
He does have the ghost of Rita in his ear.
Yeah.
Then I don't know if that's really Rita or not. I can't tell. I don't know if they know.
We find out in the next issue what's going on there, and it's not very satisfying. Spoilers.
Yay.
We'll have that one up sooner, I hope. I'll get on Josh to read it earlier.
A lot of this is on me.
But then they go back and they're talking about, like, you know, Billy and Trini are like, oh, we did a scan, everything's fine, so it just stopped listening to you. And then Tommy passes out.
Yep.
Right? Tommy's like, well, hey, like,
Zordon does say for a second, like, you know, the Zords feed off of your bond with each other, and if you guys don't trust each other, then your Zords won't listen.
Yeah, and Tommy's all anxious, he's like, I'm getting awful tired of this nagging. And then he passes out.
He's talking about the Rita ghost.
I don't think he is entirely.
I thought he was.
It reads both ways depending on how you want to look at it.
I read it as he's yelling at the ghost of Rita, but something's weird in his brain because he passes out.
Yeah.
So something's weird in that he's just yelling at it out loud. And this is the first time the Rangers have, like, seen something like this happen.
Yeah, and then there's another one of those weird moments where, like, the panels don't line up. So the first panel, on Tommy's left, this is before he passes out, on his left.
On his right, your left.
No, we're facing the same way, so this is left.
Is he facing in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought he was looking at
it. I'm looking at it right now. I know.
Well, you're bad with directions, though, so I just assumed you were backwards.
That's entirely fair. If I say them out loud, usually they're backwards. But this time they're not. Okay. It's on his left. So it goes Jason, Trini, Billy, or possibly Jason, Trini, Billy, in the same lineup. The last panel, Tommy has passed out. Trini runs over.
She ran around him to
Jason.
To the other side.
Jason hasn't moved. He looks like he's about to, but Trini's already there, and Billy is on the opposite side.
So what happened is Tommy passed out. Trini shoved Billy across the command center and ran to Tommy's aid.
Yeah, and she gets the Tommy!
Tommy!
And that's it. That's the end of the issue. There's a 2-page backup. It's just Bulk and Skull being like, we're going to take this putty and we're going to beat it up in public and we'll be heroes.
I did not read it.
It's fine. It's unnecessary. The art's a little bit better. Corinne Howell is, or Corinne. I think it's Corinne Howell. I'm pretty sure it's a girl. So I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Corinne. I found that out after the last comic review. But the art is getting better. Like this one's not as, like, stilted, I guess. There's some good motion to it. But the putty gets away, and they're like, oh no, we did bad. We did bad, Skull. That's the Bulk and Skull backup. So, overall,
do we rate this out of stars or something?
I don't think so. I don't feel comfortable doing that. I think we did the first couple times. But after, this is just kind of how it goes. I feel like you can infer our meaning from the rest of the episode. It's better. It's getting better, but it's still not.
There is some fun stuff in it.
Every time it's fun and lighthearted, it's like 20 times better than the rest of the book.
But then it immediately gets ashamed of that.
Yeah, it's so weird that it's ashamed of being a Power Rangers book. Because it's a Power Rangers comic. Like,
that is our review of issue 2. It is ashamed of being a Power Rangers book, but still tries to be a Power Rangers book sometimes.
Yeah, I do want to say if you were looking for a different opinion on this, Ranger Danger is doing a thing called the Ranger Danger Boom Room, where every month they get Kyle Higgins to come onto their show, and he gives like a director's commentary on the issue. So I feel like he's, and I don't, I'm not saying this in a negative way, but I feel like he's probably biased towards his work. I feel like he put in what he thinks is his best effort and has reasons behind why he did things that we don't know. So if you want the opposite side of the story, go check that out. If not, we'll be back next month to talk about issue 3. Probably sooner than next month because I want to do it before issue 4 comes out.
Well, maybe next month, but that still might only be a couple weeks instead of a full month from now.
Right. And that's it for us for today. Thanks for listening to our comic review. Until next time,
may the power protect you.